Okay, so we're in Daf Chav Chet today. So we're on the second wide line on Chav Chet Amanala, 28a, the second wide line. Okay, so the Gemara says Tanur Rabbanan. We learn in the Braisa, Mei Pitom, if a person dies suddenly, Zui Mita Chatupa, that's a snatched death. In other words, it's like not good. He says, Chala Yom HaChadumeid, if a person is sick for one day, then at the end of the day, he or she dies, Zui Mita Dekufa, that's a hurried death. From the Hanani ben Gamliel Meir, Zui Mitat Magefa, that's the death from a Magefa, like from a plague. Shene'emar, Ben Adam, Ni Lokech Mimecha, Et Machmari Necha B'Magefa. So this Pasuk is Hashem is speaking to Yechezkel. These are the Psukim we've been speaking about for many Dapim, where Hashem says, I'm going to, your wife is going to die. And you're going to mourn for her, but I don't want you to mourn like other people mourn. You won't do that which other people do. Like we had, you know, chavosh perach alecha. You're going to wear your tefillin and lechem anashim lo tochel. You won't eat other people's food. So other people do that, and it's a metaphor because I Hashem am going to destroy the base of Mikdash, and you won't have time to be mizabel on it. You're going to get going. That's the idea. So in the pasuk, Hashem says, Ben Adam. That's the way he refers to Yechezkel. I'm going to take that which is like desirous of you in a magifa, means your wife. And then it says, I spoke to the people in the morning. He says, and my wife died that evening. So the wife died after one day, and that was b'magifa. He says, this is the death from magifa. Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, like wife should always be machmari necha, like that which you are so desirous for. That's the way wife should be. So he says, shnei yamim umeid. If a person dies after 2 days of illness, zui mita dehuya. That's sort of like a rush death. It's hard to distinguish between all the different terms, but they mean similar ideas. And if you look at Tosfos 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth Tosfos, Tosfos says lo yadana maishnahu. I don't know what the difference between chatufa dekufa is. Tosfos himself says he doesn't know the difference. He says, Shlosha Ga'ara, if a person dies after 3 days of illness, that's like a rebuke. He says, Arba Nizifa. Arba is like also like a type of rebuke. Chamisha Zui Mita Kodam. If you die after 5 days of illness, that's like the standard death. So Amr Khan in my crow, what's the pasuk that supports that? That the typical death is after 5 days. So it says, Hein karvu yamech lamut. It says, Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, behold, your time has come to die. Hein chad, for reasons that the Gemara will describe in a minute, Hein means one. He says, karvu is plural, that's trei, two. Yamecha, also plural, trei. So one plus two is five, hachamisha. Hein chad, Hein is one, shekin v'lashoni vani, because in Greek, The Gemara has this drasha elsewhere, and our school brought out the Greek word for it. It's similar to what we have in the Rambam. One second. Yeah, it's Ina in Greek, Ina, but it's similar to like in French, it's Una in Spanish, Uno, but you get the idea. Okay, all right. So who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, so moving on. Okay, we're on Chav Chet Amud Aleph, around the sixth very wide line. So the Gemara says, Meit b'chamishim shana, a person dies at age 50, zui mitat karet, that's the death of karet. So karet means a person dies young. So it's going to come out from the Gemara, from the Bavli, a person dies between age 50 and age 60, that's considered karet. Doesn't mean everybody dies during that period of time is karet, but that's karet. And it means, and your children also die young. He says, chamishim u'shtayim shana, a person dies at age 52, zui mitso shel Shmuel Aramati. So Shmuel was not chayav karet, but Shmuel, Hashem caused him to die so he shouldn't see the death of Shaul. We know that Shmuel died before Shaul. Remember, right before he goes to war, he calls up, he goes to the Chashefa of Endor, to be Ma'ala Shmuel. So he says, Shishim, before it dies at age 60, so we meet to be Deshemalim. That's mita bidei shemayim. So one way of learning is mita bidei shemayim is also like it means like you're mekuyev of death, but bidei shemayim, so it means like you're dying at age going forward from age 60. Or the other way of learning is, I mean, when it says mita bidei shemayim, it doesn't mean like that death was decreed on you. This means that's the way people normally die. So Amar Zutra Maikra, so Marzutra said, what's the pasuk that supports this, that you die at age 60? He says, Dechtiv, Tabo Bekelach, Elei Kaber. Like, I'm going to come at old age to the grave. The Kelach, the Gematria Shitin Havu, the Kelach, which is like old age, is 60. Shivim Seva, 70 is like ripe old age. Shimonim Giburot. Shimonim is with strength. It means, at least the way they quoted in the article, that Rashi elsewhere says, you need the Kaddish Baruch to help you age 80. Dechtiv, and this is a pasuk that we recite on Shabbat morning in Pesukei Dezimra, our lifespan is 70 years. With strength, a lot of, you know, like got some health and you live to 80 years. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, Mechamishim yad shishim shana, zui mita kari. So Rabbi now spells it out. If a person dies from age 50 to 60, welcome. So we're on Chaf Chedam and Aleph, around the 15th wide line. Okay, Chaf Chedam and Aleph. So he says, if a person dies from age 50 to 16, that's the death of Kare. Vaylo chashiv lahu, the fact that the Gemara didn't spell it out earlier, he says, Mishum kvodo shel Shmuel Ramati, out of kavod for Shmuel. Shmuel died at age 52, so he wasn't getting Kare, but the Gemara didn't want to like make it sound like Shmuel was chayv Kare, so that's why the Brice didn't spell it out. The Brice said, where was it? He said, one second. He said, no, it wasn't a Brisa, but the Gemara said, But the reason the Gemara didn't say it earlier was because it would make it sound like bad for Shmuel. So Rabbi Yosef, he had a bar shitin, when Rabbi Yosef was 60 years old, Avadu Yomatav Rabbani, made a big party for the Chachamim. Amar Nafkilini Kari. Now, I'm not chayv karid. In other words, I'm beyond the period where Chas v'Shalom might be dying for karid. I made it out of that period. So Amar Le Abayi, so it really means from age 50 to 59. Once you hit 60, then that's not it. So Amar Le Abayi, so Abayi said to Rabbi Yosef, and Abayi was his Talmud, and he says, yeah, you're not chayv karid in years. You're right about that. Did you get out from karid days? We saw that the person dies suddenly, right? The may pitom, that's mita chatufa. In other words, there are other deaths that could still be like punishment of shemayim. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yosef said to him, Nikolach mi pal gabiyadech. Half is not bad. So I'm going to say from Kari from the years. So that part's good. Then the Gemara says, Rav Huna nach nafshe pitom. Rav Huna died suddenly. We learned that like a bad thing. Habukadaigi Rabbanan. So Chamim were concerned, like what happened? Rav Huna is dying suddenly. It doesn't sound like it's a good thing. So Tanalahu, so someone taught them, like, so Tanalahu Zugami the Hadayev, that a pair of Tamid Chamim from Hadayev is a city, they said Adi Abani, they said Loshanu Elashoyilagurot. That's only if a person's get to age 80. In other words, dying suddenly isn't good, you know, but if you're past age 80, that's not bad. If you're past 80 and you die suddenly, that's a good death. That's the death of like an ashika, like a kiss from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Okay, let me pause for a second. I'll take questions in just 1 minute. Let me just do some pieces here and then we'll be it. All right. Now, okay, just 1 second. Be patient and I'll come to you shortly. Okay, now he says, there are 36 serious sins enumerated in a Masechet Kritot, which carry the divine punishment of Kare. The Gemara says that death between the age of 50 and 60 is considered mitzvah Kare, death of Kare, although one could die prematurely for other reasons as well, as we find with regard to Shmuel and Avi, who died at age 52. The Gemara adds that sudden death, even after age of 60, could also be a manifestation of Kare if it occurs before 80. However, death after the age of 80 is never Kare. The Gemara relates that when Rabbi Yosef reached his 60th birthday, he made a feast celebrate the fact that he'd avoided the penalty of Kare. The Kaf HaChayim cites the practice of celebrating for one's 60th birthday, and he adds it is appropriate to recite the Bracha Shechianu at such an occasion. To avoid the possibility of Bracha Levatala, he suggests eating a new fruit or donning a new garment upon reciting Shehecheyanu on that occasion. The Tshuvos Beis Yisrael remarks that it would be appropriate for one to celebrate his 80th birthday as well, because as mentioned above, sudden death prior to 80 could also be a manifestation of karet. Thus, at the age of 80, one should celebrate his being entirely cleared from the penalty of karet. In other words, if you live to age 80, so you're not chayav karet years, and even if sudden death isn't karet. The Chavot Ya'ir indicates that it was customary to make a feast upon reaching the age of 70 to thank Hashem for his full life, as the Pasuk implies 70 years is the average lifespan. And he writes that there are grounds for reciting Shehecheyanu on such an occasion. The Ginza Yosef testifies that certain meticulous individuals would recite a Shehecheyanu annually on their birthday on a new fruit or garment to praise Hashem for each year of life. The Ketav Sofer relates that he would celebrate his birthday by making a Siyum Masechta. The Tshuvos Beis Yisrael writes that today it is not customary for people to celebrate their advanced birthdays, e.g. 60, 70, or 80, because they do not want to precipitate Ayin Hara, evil eye, by advertising their good fortune. He says, the Arugas HaBosem discourages all birthday celebrations, even for elderly people, for he says that he has never witnessed such celebrations by any of his teachers, nor has he heard of any rabbis from previous generations holding birthday celebrations. He therefore labels such celebrations as Minag Gurim, custom of simpletons, which try to imitate the ways of the Gentiles. He maintains that upon reaching the age of 70, one should tremble at the thought that he will soon be summoned before his maker, and thus it is an opportune time to repent rather than to rejoice with a feast. Okay, let me just do a few more sentences, and then we'll be ready for some questions, comments, and thoughts. Mentions here, somebody's making some noise. Okay, so he mentions here that the author of the Truma Sadesh and made a siyum, this is from the Aladaf, upon reaching the age of 60, this is the Doc Digest rather. He says, the author of the Truma Sadesh made a siyum upon reaching the age of 60 and invited two scholars to fulfill the age of 60 meal. Some authorities state that one should make a celebratory dinner upon reaching the age of 60. Interestingly, more commonly, great rabbis celebrated upon arriving at the 70-year milestone. Beyond the obvious advantage of an additional 10 years, this practice is explained because upon 60, one passes the period of karet. One who passes after 60 can still be subject to karet. 70 is arrived the measure of man's days. This one who passes after 70 years has passed the punishments of death at the hands of heaven. It is questioned whether such a celebration is considered a Suda's mitzvah on its own virtue without sharing words of Torah. And there's a disagreement of one should make Shehecheyanu upon that occasion. He says the Chavos Ya'ir says to recite Shehecheyanu. Many authorities disagree. Others advise that one should wear a new garment. We got that already. Okay, now let me just mention, I remember reading once that Shmuel Oliver, who was a prominent Zionist in the 19th century, they wanted to make a birthday party for him. And he said that if you look in Chumash, the only birthday party we see is Paro. So he didn't want a birthday party. That's what he said. Okay, now, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I said so far? Go ahead. Yeah, Aaron Moshe, what do you got for me?
No, did you ask?
Our Moshe, we can't hear you.
They say that the Chofetz Chaim made a big party at age 80.
Oh.
To show that he wanted the people to know that he lived to a ripe old age. And, because Shmir Shaloshin and so on and so forth. So he made a big party at age 80.
Okay.
And I was going to say that people, they see me walk, I come into different shuls, bris, this. I come in with a cane. So everybody says, I may have asked him. So I tell them, I don't want may have asked him. I want to live to 121. I don't want to die suddenly.
All right. Okay. All right. Everybody heard that. Okay. All right. Any other?
Difference between halakha and Kabbalah regarding the age that you have to give respect to the person 60 or 70. There is a advanced engineering also. There's such a thing. I thought that every 10 years they will be warranting giving some sort of.
Okay. Address. So Daniel says, in terms of standing up for people, is right. The black local, whether it's 60 or 70. As far as I know, it's 70, but Daniel says, I'll be Kabbalah 60. Okay. Any other questions? What's up?
Shom Shwadvan, I had in my car. He used to go with my brother. Used to accompany him to Eretz Yisrael. So he once came into the car and he says, "I'm 70 years old," and he was very upset because he didn't have a chiyuv to stand up for somebody anymore. He didn't have the chiyuv to stand up.
All right. I hear. Okay. Did you hear that? Okay.
I have a question. I have a question. I do not understand the concept of Kores. You say it's a manifestation of it. Does that mean he died because he was ready?
Okay. So there are 36 aveirot in the Torah that you're chayav kari for. Let's say like eating chametz on Pesach, eating on Yom Kippur, ber aveirot. So the punishment the Torah says is kari. There's machlok rishon in what kari it is, but from this gemara it sounds like kari is dying from age 50 to 60. So if and dying childless also. So it means it could be kari. It doesn't have to be kari. But it could be kare. So when Yosef was past that period of time, he made a party. He says, like, you know, guts dunking, and I don't have to worry about kare anymore.
So you have to, what's implied is that he was a guilt, he was chayav kares in his.
No, I mean, chas v'shalom, he's saying, like, Baruch Hashem, I made it through. I'm not dying from kare. It was like if chas v'shalom something had happened, he would have been chayav kare. But he's it's the seema that he's not chayav kare. All right. No. So it means anywhere between 50 and 60 could be kare. But Shmuel died at age 52. But it just happened in that case was not kare. That's what the Gemara is saying. It could also be kare. All right. Okay. Okay, it's an exception. Okay. I'm going further in the Gemara now. Okay, all right. Let me mute everybody. All right. So we're back in the Gemara on Chaf Chet Amud Aleph. All right. So the Gemara says we're around the 20th net wide line. Okay. So Amar Rava, Chayi Bani Mizone Libeschut Italia Melta. That how long a person lives having children and Mizonot is like. Income is not talui with the first person's merit, mazal melta. It's talui with the mazal, like it says, the ha rabbah rab chista, tavai rabban sadiqi habu. Rabban and rab chista were both right, you know, very righteous rabbis. Mar mitzali ba'ati mitra, mar mitzali ba'ati mitra. Either one would pray and they would have rain. Rab chista chayat tishim etartishdin. Rab chista lived to the age of 92. Rabba chay arba'in. Rabbah lived till age 40. They Rav Chista shitin hilulei. In the household of Rav Chista, they celebrated 60 weddings. And Tosfos says, if you look at the Tosfos, shitin hilulei ish mefarshim lav dafka. Some say he wasn't exactly 60, but it means it was a large number. But it means in his family, the 60 family the weddings, they Rabbah shitin tichlei. In the household of Rabbah, there were 60 bereavements, and it was the bad things. They Rav Chista. In the household of Rav Chista, they would give bread that was made with fine flour, like the grade A bread, to the dogs, and they didn't eat it. Like they would eat it. They Rabba Nahamad Asari Linshi. In the household of Rabba, they'd give barley bread, which is like animal food, to the people of Balomit Tachach, and they wouldn't always have it. So the point being that it's Talu with Mazel is what the Gemara wants to say. Now, if you look at this, the Tosfos on the side, but it's a machloket, like the Gemara mentions in Masechet Shabbos. So there's a different opinion that says not mazel, like a person with his tefillin, his masim tovim, can change the path. But this is one way it's going. So ba'amar Rava, hanifat milei ba'ay kamishamayim. Rava says the following three things I was misfollowed before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tarti yahavuli, two out of the three they gave me. Chalal yahavuli, one they didn't give me. Chokhmatei de Rav Huna, I asked for the wisdom of Rav Huna, v'utrei de Rav Chista, and the wealth of Rav Chista, yahavli, that they gave me. Ivatanutei de Rav Bar Rav Huna, but the humility of Rav Bar Rav Huna, lo yahavli, they didn't give to me. So the difficulty is, like, humility is like the Kobi de Shemayim chusmi yirat Shemayim, so how is it that he's asking in the Shemayim for anivos that's talu with him? So I didn't see this inside, but the Arsos, so they quoted the Marsha says that it means, habal tayir misayin oto. In other words, if a person wants to be a tayir, he's working on his own, but he still needs Siyatim and Shemaya. So he's saying so as much as he worked on it, but he needed more Siyatim and Shemayim, but he didn't make it there. Say again, repeat. Why not? I don't know. I mean, wealth is an Isayon. You're right, wealth is an Isayon. Look, Rebbe was wealthy. Rebbe and Kiva was wealthy. Great Gedolim were wealthy. And then, but so it is possible to have it, but it is an Isayon. It's a nisayon. I have an idea in mind. All right. Let's keep moving. Now the Gemara says, "Rav Sorim, achu de Rava." Rav Sorim was the brother of Rava. Habayati coming to Rava. He was sitting for Rava. Means Rava was on his deathbed. So Menamnim, he's like going, he's leaving this world. So Amar Lay, Lemelemar, Dalitzaron. So Rava said to his brother, Rav Sorim, could you ask the Malach HaMavis not to give me too much of agita, not too much, you know, difficulty? So Amar Lay, Mar loves Shoshvini, who aren't you like pals with him? Like, you know, like you have your way with him. So Amar Lay, Kibin Dimsar Mazal Lawashakhi. Once my mazal has been given over to him, so he doesn't pay attention to me anymore. So Amar Lay, so Rav Sorim said to him, the Chazi Limar, I'd like you to appear to me after your death and tell me how things went. So with Chazi Lay, so after Rabbi died, he appeared to Rav Sorim. Amar Lay, Habali Lamar at Sarah. So he said, did you have a lot of pain dying? So Amar Lay, Rabbi answered him, he ripped it to Kusilta, like the puncture wound from the lancet, you know, like a needle in the flesh. Rava, Habayati Kamid Rav Nachman. Rava was sitting before Rav Nachman, Chazid Kamanandim. So this is earlier, obviously, when Rava saw that Rav Nachman was dying. Amar Le Lema Lemar, Dalili Saron. He says, so Rav Nachman said, could you speak to the Malach HaMavis that he shouldn't give me so much torment? So Amar Le Mar Lav Adam Chashavu. He says, aren't you a Chashav person? You could speak to him. So Amar Le Man Chashiv, Man Safin, Man Rakia means like who's important, who's exalted, who's important. You know, like once you have the din of death, it's like you lose the Chashivas. He says, if you look on the side, I have it in my Gemara. It's in the brackets, you know, from Rabbi Shai Pick Berlin. He quotes from the Aruch. He says, Man Chashiv, Man Safin, Man Rakua, Kalomar, Miyachulit Pashet, Ulith Gaber, Botasha. He says, in other words, so it's back in the Gemara. So Amar Lay Lechazi Limar. So I'd like you to appear to me after you pass away. So Itchazi Lay, so Rav Nachman appeared to Rava. Amar Lay Haverly Mar at Sarah. So he said, did you have difficulty, pain, and death? Amar Lay Kimishchal Benita Mechalaba, like pulling a hair from milk. If you remember, I meant to look it up today, but the Gemara in Brachot. Remember, the Gemara spoke about different types of death, and this is like an easy death, like the hair from the milk. The Amar Lay Akadosh Baruch Hu. But Rav Nachman said, if Akadosh Baruch Hu would say to me, Zil Bahu Alma Tarhavit, go back to the world the way you are, and you'll have to die again. Mobain, I wouldn't want it. Tanafish be a tutame, because the fear is so intense. And that's what like it's brought down to Shulchan Aruch that I remember a Melch chapter when he was going through this, he said like that it's so scary the moment of death. The person shouldn't be alone. He should always be with the person. Nobody should be alone when the Rachman and the Sunday die. It's the terror is very great. So he says, Reb Lazar, Reb Lazar, Habaka Achil Truma. Reb Lazar was eating Truma with Chazilei. So the Malach HaMavis appeared to him. So Reb Lazar said, Truma Ka Achilna. Look, I'm eating Truma. Rab Kodesh Dikri isn't it called Kodesh. If I die, it's going to be Metami the Truma. So Chalfalei Shaitu, the Malach HaMavis went away. Rav Sheshet, Chazilei Beshuka. So the Malach HaMavis appeared to Rav Sheshet in the marketplace. Amar Lei B'shukah Kabeima. This is are you coming to me in the marketplace like an animal? Ain't the Gabi Beit? Come to my house. Not appropriate time. Rav Ashi Chazilei B'shukah. So the Malach HaMavis appeared to Rav Ashi also in the marketplace. Amar Lei. So Rav Ashi said to him, Itrachli Platin Yomi Bahadri L'Tamudoi. Give me another 30 days. I want to rechazer my learning. He says to Amritu, because you say in Shemayim, Ashrei mi shebalakan v'talmudo biyado. Fortunate is the person who comes here, I mean, to Shemayim, and he's learning with him. And then they quoted in the article, but like the Marsha brings down, like, talmudo biyado, if you write your own kiddushim, and you have like the kedusha that you did during your lifetime, that's like really tamudo biado. You bring it with you. So biyom tlatin. So before the end of day 30, Atra the Malchamavis shows up. He says, "Amar lei my kuliyoy." He says, "What's your rush?" It's like 30 days not even over yet. What are you rushing me? He says, so the Malach HaMamah says, Kadachacha Ragle de Bar Natan. You're pushing away Bar Natan. That's Rav Huna Bar Natan is meant to take over after you. He says, Ve'en Malchut no God bechaverta afil k'lo nima. One Malchut can encroach on the other Malchut, even like a hair's breadth. So it's time to go. Rav Chista lo habayachile. So the Malach HaMavis could not overcome Rav Chista, and we saw above the Rav Chista lived to age 92. He says, "Delo havashati kume migirsa," because he never stopped learning. So the Malach HaMavis, when you're learning, the Malach HaMavis can't touch you. So salik yati ba'arza debe rav. So the Malach HaMavis went up to a cedar tree near the base medrash. Paka arza, the cedar tree split. And remember, we had a similar Gemara. Do you remember? Right. In the second Shabbat, at the beginning of the Machzor with David HaMelech. David HaMelech was the same way, and that's what the Malach HaMavis did with him as well. The Shatak, so he was silent for a minute. He heard this big noise. The Yachilin, then he overcame him. Reb Chia, lo havamati l'mikrevele. So Reb Chia, like the Malach HaMavis couldn't come close to him. Yom Echad, idamin lei ka'anya. So he's got to find a way to take away Reb Chia. So he appears like a poor person for Rabbi Chiya's house. Atatarav Baba goes, he knocks on the door. Amar lei, apikli rifta. He says, "I need some bread." So afiku lei, they bring him bread. So amar lei, v'lav kamarachem mar a'anya, ahu gavra amai lo kamarachem mar. So he says, this is the Malach HaMavis says to Rabbi Chiya, "You have such rachmanas on a poor person who needs bread. Why can't you have, like he's revealing himself as the Malach HaMavis, have Rachmanis on me. I have a job to do." He says, Galilei, then he reveals himself as the Malach HaMavis. Achvilei shuta denura, he reveals like a rod of fire. Imtzilei nafshe, and then he gave over his nefesh to him. All right, who's your questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far?
I have a question.
Okay, one second, Yosef, and then I'll come to you. What's up? That's what it sounds like. What can I tell you? It's but you know, people on different levels, different strokes for different folks. What do you got for me, Pesach, David?
We say with shliach mitzvah ain't on a zakin. A shliach mitzvah doesn't get hurt. So this is better than a shliach mitzvah. He's doing the mitzvah. He's giving tzedakah.
100% correct. Because the Gemara learns that even a shliach mitzvah, if it's a makom that like hezek is matsui, so the shliach mitzvah will also be on here. But if you're studying Torah, so you have absolute immunity from the Malach HaMavis. So it's a better protection.
But I'm saying, though, he stopped doing the Torah. He's giving tzedakah, though. He stopped doing the Torah, right? He's giving the bread.
Yeah. So he was Rabbi Chiya. So the Gemara says, it could be. The only thing is, I'm not sure. He says, afikule, they brought him out bread. So I don't know if Rabbi Chiya himself brought out the bread. It may be members of his household. So I'm not sure. But then he engages him in conversation. All right. Any other questions, comments, and thoughts? What's up?
The person's days are numbered, and at that point, that is the mission. Now, you sit down and negotiate with Malach HaMavet. You want an extension of 30 days to review your. I don't get it.
What? Yeah. I don't remember the one with the sword. I do remember the Rabbi Shimon Levi. Maybe Rabbi Shimon Levi. Maybe thing in the Gemara. I think it's in Sanhedrin where he was shown his chelik in Gan Eden before he died. But so Daniel asked, how can you negotiate with the Malach HaMavis? Time is time, and you got to go. I'd say, look, but you see that like with Tfilot, Rachamim, there are all sorts of things a person could do to stave off death. So just like stave off death. So I guess I don't know. I mean, it's not everybody talking to the Malach HaMavis, but these people are on a certain level. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Everybody good? Okay. All right. So I'm going to turn the page now. Chaf Chai Amad Beis. Everybody with me? Okay. 28B, the top line. Okay. So back to our regularly scheduled program. Okay. Manitin Nashim Moed Ma'anod Abalom Matap Chod. So again, we're talking about having a Levaya during Chol HaMoed. So Nashim, this is Inui and there's a Kina. So Kina, we don't know this yet, but the mission is going to explain shortly. Kina is when like there's a responsive dirge. There's a Kina, like the woman says one thing and the other women say something else. And it's not only women, men also, but apparently the women more often would be available to do it. So that's Kina. And inui is when everybody is together, they're saying the words together. So now shibamoed ma'anot, so on cholamoed, they can do the inui, but they can't clap. Apparently they would clap during Levaya. Rabbi Shmuel Omer has smuchot lemita metapchot. Rabbi Shmuel says the ones who are near the beer, they would clap. They could do inui and clap in each one, but lo mekonenot, but they can't be mekonen, which we explained already. Nikbar hameit, but once the body is buried, lo ma'anot lo metapchot. On Chol HaMoed, Chanukah, and Purim, that's the end of the inui. That's the end of the you can't be metapeah. Ezu inui, what's inui? Shekulon onot ka'achad. Everybody says the words together in unison. Kina shachat medaberet kulan onot achareha. Kina is one speaks, then the others respond to her responsively. Shneamar, and now the Gemara brings a pasuk to corroborate the idea that a kina is responsive. Shneamar lameina benotechem nehi. You'll teach your daughters like mourning. V'isha ru'uta kina. A woman, her friend kina. So isha ru'uta kina implies that a woman is responding to another woman. Aval, and then here the Mishnah ends up with this last Mishnah, the Masechta, and it's been a very sad topic about, you know, death, so the Mishnah ends with something positive. Aval la'atilavo, in the future who omer, bilaha mavet la'netzach, that death will be swallowed up, u'macha shemul kim dima me'al kupan v'gomer, Hashem will wipe away tears from all faces. And this question is talking about Tchis HaMesim, Yerus HaMashiach, but, that's it. Okay, any questions on the Mishnah? Everybody good? Okay, I'm going to move on. Now, the last narrow line. So Gemara, my Amron. So when they're doing this this Inui, what are they saying? So Amara, Vai La Azla, Vai La Chavila. So Rab says, they say, woe to the one who's gone, like the Niftar, Vai La Chavila, woe to the security. It means like a person, when they die, they give back their neshama. And so, you know, you have to give it back the way you got it, but it's not always that way. So by the chavila, like the security, you know, it's like I like to say, it's, you know, like once I took a trip, you know, many years ago, I rented a car, you know, to take a trip with a friend. And then when I brought the car, I was careful when I drove, but when I brought the car back to like the car rental place, and it was here in Great Neck, they were looking at it like a fine tooth comb, you know. You know, like, I'm thinking, Chas v'Shalom, and somebody like put like some little nick or dent in it. I felt so nervous about it. But it's like, so that's the way it is with the neshama. Hashem gives us a neshama that's tahora, but every time we do a veirod, it like makes an impression on the neshama. So we see then, like, you know, it's not secure. You bring back and it's, what happened? This thing looks like a wreck. We gave you such a pure neshama. Anyway, so here the Gemara says, so vayla azla, vayla chavila. Then the Gemara says, Amarava. So Rava says, Nashi de Sheikhansiv. The women, now the Gemara is going to quote seven dirges or elegies that the women in the Sheikhansiv would say. Now, the Gemara in Mesech Pesachim mentions that Rebbe told his sons not to live in Sheikhansiv. He says, the people there are like Leitzanim. They're Chayiv and Leitzanis. So either the women were better than the men, or whatever's doing, like, but these dirges were good dirges. So Amarava, Nashi de Sheikhansi, Amrin Hakka. They said, now these dirges are hard to figure out, and it's not so clear, and the Rishonim have all different shatim, but we'll do the best we can with what we got. So the first one is the same as what we said. Baila Azla, Baila Chavila, that we got. That's number one. Number two, Ba'amarava, Nashi de Sheikhansi, Amran, Gud Garma Mikacha, like cut the bone from the tooth, Benimti Mayel Antifi, and pour forth the water into the kettle. So it means like the water, like you swallowed, should go back into the kettle. So it means that, like, it's like the neshama was put in you, and now the neshama is going back to Shemayim. That would be one way to understand it. Okay, but Amarava, Nashi Shechansi Vamran, they say, Atof Vikasu Ture, Debar Rame, Ubar Rabravehu, like cover the mountains, because like an important person is here. So one way to understand it is like that the heavens should be darkened, you know, because like a very chasha person has died. He says, Va'amarava, Nashid Sheikh Hansiv Amran, the women in Sheikh Hansiv say, Shiuli itzla demelta lebarachor and shlimu zibade. Like shiuli here means it's the lid on the coffin. So like for the coffin, this person needs an itzla demelta. He needs like a silk robe. He says lebarachor and shlimu zibade. In other words, it sounds like he was wealthy. He's gone down in his assets, and he needs like a proper burial. So it's like an appeal for people to give money. Bamar Rava, not should the Sheikh Khamsi Bamran, the women in Sheikh Khamsif say, Rahib Benafiel, Amra Abra to Biazuf Biazif, like run and falls, but by the crossing, he needs to borrow. It means he busy, he was trying to work during lifetime, he did the best he could, but he needs money now. But Amar Rava, not should the Sheikh Khamsi Bamran, Achana Tagare, Azabzage Mibdiku. Like our brothers who are merchants are going to be inspected in their affairs. They're, in other words, like this cheshbon and shemayim, you know what you're doing. But I'm a rabbi. Not shechachin the shechansi b'amran mota ki mota. Like one death is like another death. Umarin chibulaya, but the security is different. In other words, he's saying like, you know, like the security was in a shama that you're giving back. So there's a different amount for each person. Let me see what he has here. Just one second. One death is like another. Suffering is the interest payment. But he says suffering is the interest payment. He says the additional suffering that some people undergo is just the interest on the loan. So some people, he says, this third was uttered in reference to one who had suffered greatly. So when somebody would suffer, let's say it that way. All right. Now let's take a look for the
little one. Why do you have suffering when you pass?
I don't know.
It says then it's clear that it's decree, sorry.
What it's taken, what?
It says that he asked them to put on his matzeva.
Oh, you mean why did he ask? Why did he ask for that?
But at the end of the day, he had it. I mean, somebody like Rabbi Vadia, what would have?
You know, so if he asked for, Yisurim, presumably for a kapara. Okay. Tanya, hey, Rabbi Meir Omer. So we learned the price of the Meir would say, this pasuk is in Kohelet. It's more preferable to go to a house in the morning than a house. Sure. Tov lechad el beit avil is better to go to a house in the morning milechad el beit mishteh than to go to a house of partying. And then the pasuk ends b'chai yitein olivo. The living person should focus on this. So the Brisa says the varim shomita. Means a person should focus on aspects of death. So the Gemara explains what that means. The yispod yispaduni. If a person is careful that other people should get a hesped, so Hashem will see to it that he gets a hesped. Yikbor yikbaruni. If he takes care that other people get buried, Hashem will see that he gets buried. Yitan yitanuni. If he takes care that the mace is carried out, it will be carried out. Yidal yiglune. Yidal yiglune. If you look it up, but I'll stay in 1 second. Okay. Give me 1 second. Yeah. If he raises himself for the dead, he says they will raise themselves for him. So he says here, he raises his voice to eulogize the dead. So other people will raise their voices for him. He says, the first one was a hesped. And now it's like, this is the moon for wailing, right? You're right. Raise voice to eulogize the dead. Right. That is the same. It does seem to be the same. He says, some say, if he doesn't raise his voice, if he says that if he doesn't raise himself, they will raise him. And he says here, if one doesn't act orderly, but attends to that quietly, he'll be raised by heaven. Whereas, so like, he does things shorthand quietly. The pasuk says, like, it's better, in other words, don't, like, act haughty and hang out with the kings and things like that. It's better because you can be brought down. It's better they should say, come up here. And that's what he's saying, like, you act quietly, you take care of the needs of the dead, you don't make a big show of what you're doing, so you get rewarded for that. Okay, whose question comes to us and anything I did so far? Where? Sheikh Hansiv, I think is in Babel. Okay, all right, let's see. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned the Brisa, Shemetu Banav Shel Rabbi Shmuel, when the sons of Rabbi Shmuel passed away, Nechasu Arba'a Zekinim Menachemo, four Zekinim came in to be Menachem Rabbi Shmuel. and they were Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Lazman Azari, and Rabbi Akiva. It almost sounds like the Haggadah. So, Amar Lehem Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon, he says, that the person we're visiting, i.e. Rabbi Ishmael, is a big chacham. He's an expert on all the Agadot. So it either means nobody should duplicate what anybody else said, he's going to catch it right away, and it's not going to be good, or nobody should interrupt anybody when they're saying it, because there's a concern that then Rabbi Shmuel will join, and it's not appropriate for the Abel to join in. So I'm Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, I'm going to speak last, so either Rabbi Akiva felt certain he would say something nobody else said, or Rabbi Akiva felt like Rabbi Zaniva said he was least chashuv and he should speak last. So they come to visit Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel is speaking about himself in the third person. He says, his aveirot were very great. He had one aveilos after another. He burdened his rebbeim. And it was all the rabbis who were visiting him. Like he had one son who died, another son who died. He burdened them to come visit him. Then in Rabbi Tarfon va'amar, so Rabbi Tarfon now is the first one to speak, and he says, "V'achichem kol b'Yisrael tukud asrifa." This pasuk is in Parsha Shmini. It's after the death of Nadab and Abihu. So Moshe Rabbeinu says that all of Klal Yisrael is going to mourn for the death of Nadab and Abihu. Below the word "kav chomer," Nadab and Abihu shavasu el mitzvah achak. They did one mitzvah. It doesn't mean it's the only mitzvah they did, but the Chumash mentions one mitzvah particularly good. The chivay kivu b'nei Aron and Adami Lav. They brought the blood to Aaron and Cohen from one of the korbanot. So Kach, notwithstanding that, they got a tremendous send-off. So how much more so are your sons who did so much good, they're worthy of, you know, of kavod. And now it says, then Rabbi Yossi Aglili Ba'amar, Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, V'safdulo kol Yisrael v'kavru oto. This pasuk is talking about Yerabam. So Yerabim was a big Rasha. He's a Chotei Machzi Rabim. And we know that Chazal teaches he built, or the Navi says he built two places of Avodah Zarah, one in Beit-El, one in Dan. And he told people, you know, Ela Helof Yisrael, Sher Lucham Yerushalayim, these are your gods. So the Navi says, it's not going to end good for you and your family. And you're going to be eaten like by animals. But your son will die, and he's going to have Kavur. You're going to have a son, Aviam, and he's going to die. I think Aviah. He's going to have son Aviah, and he's going to die, and they'll bury him because he did a davar tov, which is what we'll identify. But those written kavachomer, Uma Aviah ben Yeravam shloshah davar chatov. Aviah ben Yeravam did one good thing. Dechibe yanim sabo davar tov. Kach. So he was okay to have a wonderful burial. Banav shol Rabbi Shmuel come. How much more so is there sachar waiting for the sons of Rabbi Shmuel? So the Gemara says, "My dabar tov. What's the wonderful thing that Aviah did?" So Reb Zeir Reb Chinan Bar Papa, Chanamar should be tail mishbar tov alal regel. So it means that Yerabim ben Nebat, he put watchmen to make sure that nobody made alil regel. So Aviah was on one of the watches. So instead of, you know, he like defected over. It's like, you know, I'm thinking, like in Korea, there was this fellow years ago, and he, you know, was leading a, you know, a group of soldiers, and then he said, "Wait here," and then he ran over the DMZ, and he defected, so to speak, to North Korea. It didn't work out too well to him there, but that's what, like, Lahavdil the other way around. Aviya said, "You know, I'm bolting and I'm making Ali the Rego." The Chadamar should be detailed. We have Praz Diot, but in the Gemara Masechetan it says Praz Diot Shoshim Yerovam Aviv Al Drachim Shlulu Yerovam Yisrael Rego. So he's Vaka Prusio. He didn't get rid of them all together, but it means that the one that he was, that the detail, the centuries that he was with, that detail, he got rid of that whole detail. And so people were able, they got through at that time, they could make Alila Rego. So that was one thing he did. Then in Reb Lazar ben Azariah va'amar, the Shalom Tamud, Masrafoto Batecham Lakim Rishonim, Ashir Lepanecha, Kinishifu Lecha. So this is, in Yirmiyah, he's talking about Sidkiyahu. Sidkiyahu was the last king of Yehuda. He says, so the Navi says, you're going to die b'shalom, and your property will be burned. In other words, they burn like the property of kings, and if they listen, but you'll have a good mitzvah. Hezekiah was actually a righteous king, but it said he did one mitzvah in particular. Shehela Yirmiyah min atit. He took Yirmiyah from the tit. They threw Yirmiyah into a pit. And he said, get him out of the pit. He says, kach, and nevertheless, he got a nice sakar for it. But not sure to be Shmuel HaKach HaMakama. How much more so the offspring of Rabbi Shmuel did they have a nice reward? Okay. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, the Nabi is speaking to Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. Tzidkiyahu HaMelech is the last king of Yehuda. He says, Yirmiyahu, he says, you're going to die peacefully. You'll die peacefully. And they'll burn your property in the fire. It's like they would do a burn. The king would die. So the Gemara says, Sanhedrin, they would take things and then and burn it. That's good. So you'll have a nice send-off. So Volodrin Kabachomer, he did one mitzvah. It was the one mitzvah. It doesn't mean only one mitzvah, but one mitzvah in particular. He took Yirmiyah out of this pit that it was in the clay, so like that. Because Yirmiyah gave bad Nguah. So Kach, and he got a nice reward for it. But absolutely, Rabbi Shmuel talked on the Kama. Then Rabbi Akiva Amar, then Rabbi Akiva, he said, Vayomahu Yigalon Estate Yerushalayim, on that day, there'll be a big mispaid, a big hespid in Yerushalayim. He mispaid Hadad Rimon, but they've got Megiddo. Like the mispaid for Hadad Rimon in the valley of Megiddo. We don't know what this is. And remember, we have some Megillah. But Amar of Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, Malay Targumi, Dahi Kra, Govidanamaika Amar. Were it not for the targum of this pasuk, I would not understand what the pasuk means. And we said Rabbi Yosef would go over the targum, right, because he didn't want to say Devar Shabbatav, Baal Pes, he would go over the targum. So, Be'idana Hahu, at that time, Yiskei Mispada Yerushalayim, there'll be a big hespid in Yerushalayim, to Mispada, in other words, this is talking about in like Mashiach fighting. In other words, there'll be a big mispaid, like with Milchana Gogu Magog, it means they'll have the war of Gogu Magog, so there'll be a lot of people dying. So there'll be a big hesped in Yerushalayim. To Mispada the Acha Bar Amri, like the hesped they gave for Acha Bar Amri, who's Achav, who's big Rashta, the Kataya Teid Hadad Rimon Bar Tav Rimon, that he was killed by Hadad Rimon Bar Tav Rimon. So he was killed, he goes to war with Aram, and the king of Aram, they shoot the arrows, and Achav dies. So the Navi, they send an article, doesn't identify who the king was, but here it's saying Hadad Rimon Ben Tav Rimon. Ooh, to Mispada the Yoshiel Ben Bar Amon, like the hesped for Yoshiyahu ben Amon, the Katayate para Hagira, the Vika Megiddo. Like when Paro Necho, in other words, if you remember, Yoshiyahu was a good king, and Paro Necho wanted to go through his territory with his army to meet the king of Babel. And Yoshiyahu said, I don't think so. And it didn't work out too well for him. And Chazal say he didn't handle it right. I think he should have contacted the Navi. We had this in Yirmiyahu. So he got shot full of arrows. In Megillah, right. We had it in Megillah. What did I say? Yeah, we had it in Megillah. So he says, V'alo dvarim kabachomer. Uma achav melech treshul sal dvarach hatov. He only did one good thing. Now, Achav, even though it was a Rasha, he did more than one thing that was good, because it mentions that, you know, there's a point in time when Eliyahu comes and tells him, like, it's going to come bad for you and things like that. And then he fasts and he wears sackcloth. And even though it wasn't the true B'Shlema, I told you, like the Mabit quotes this from Achav, that like when it comes to Tshuva, even if you don't do all the elements of Tshuva, in other words, like other mitzvahs, let's say by Lulav, let's say I take three Luminim and Lulav. So do I do anything? The answer is no, I don't do anything. It's not a mitzvah at all. Or if I have, you know, only three Parshiyot of the Tefillin in my Tefillin, then zero. But by tshuva, even if I don't do the whole aspect of tshuva, I do something. Because the Navi says, Yam ki nechna achav mi panai. He was nechna mi panai. He didn't do a complete tshuva. We see right away he goes back to his old Avero, but he was nechna before Hashem. So he says, I'm not going to bring the Rabbi Yam up. So you see that partial tshuva is somewhat effective. So you see, he did, that was also a good thing. But he did one good thing. The king was propped up in his chariot, facing Aram. In other words, the king, he had been shot with arrows, and he's like polishing, but he didn't want his soldiers to see that. But he said, prop me up in the chariot, and so this way they'll continue fighting. So Kach, nevertheless, he got rewarded for that. He says, so how much more the sons of Rabbi Shmuel? So that's the Nechama they gave him. So I'm going to rabba the Rabbi Marmari, k'tiv bei b'tzidkiyahu b'shalom tamut. So it says by Tzidkiyahu, Mishlomtim, what you're going to die in peace. Uchtiv, then it is Sidkiyahu there. But it says they blinded him. He says he's going to die in Shalom. But they take Sidkiyahu, they bring him to Babel, they blind him, they kill his son. They kill his son first, then they blind him, and he's there. So how is he dying in peace? So Amar Le'e, Hachim Rabbi Yochanan. So this is what Rabbi Yochanan says. Shemait Nebuchadnezzar B'yamav. That Nebuchadnezzar predeceased Sidkiyahu, and then he said in the art scroll that they released him from jail once Nebuchadnezzar was dead, and then Sidkiyahu died. But the fact that Nebuchadnezzar died before him, and then he got released from jail, that was dying in Shalom. Okay, but Amar Rava, Rava Bar Mari, Ktibei B'Yoshiyahu, it says concerning Yoshiyahu, L'chein Yosibchal Avotecha, V'Nesavtal Tivrotecha B'Shalom, that you'll also die B'Shalom. Yoshiyahu, he says, Uktibei Yeruha Yorim L'Melech Yoshiyahu, that they filled him full of arrows, so how is he dying B'Shalom? But Amar Rav Yudam Arav, Shasu Kikvaran, I mean, like a sieve, he was so filled with arrows. So Amar Lei, Hachim Arav Yochanan, it means the base of Mikdash wasn't destroyed in his lifetime. So that was the piece with that. Okay, yeah, I think I'm going to stop at this point. Let me see if I have anything else to say over here with this. One second.
It's very short.
If so, we'll manage it. Okay, I think I'm going to, unless any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I said so far? That's coming up. Yeah. So once the Avil begins speaking, then you can speak with him. Then there's no problem with speaking with him. It's just once he needs to speak. Okay, Aaron Moshe, you want to say something?
No, just thinking. You stopped the recording.
What? I'm still recording. Oh. All right, I'll stop the recording in a minute. Okay, 1 minute. Yeah.